not nearly enough. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. That's what Texas Governor Greg Abbott said regarding President Biden's Sunday trip to the southern border, his first since taking office. The president visiting El Paso, Texas, to evaluate the impact of the border crisis.
He's 2 years and about $20 billion too late. He needs to step up and take swift action, including reimbursing the state of Texas for the money that we spent, but providing more resources for the federal government.
That's Texas Governor Greg Abbott speaking on the tarmac. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the number of illegal crossings has been on the decline.
The number of people attempting to cross the border unlawfully in El Paso is now down by over 70%, and that has been since mid-December.
President Biden last week announced an outline of measures to increase border protection. He is now in Mexico City to attend a two-day summit of North American leaders. Authorities in Brazil back in control of government buildings in the capital city of Brasilia several hours after supporters of Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, stormed them. Fox's Trey Yingst has the details.
Brazilian police say the situation is now under control after extensive clashes. Multiple people were led away in zip ties, and Brazilian media reports 150 were arrested. Brazil's current president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, calling these people fanatics, adding they'll be punished with the full force of the law. President da Silva was sworn in just last week after narrowly beating Bolsonaro in an October runoff. Following the results, there were protests in Brazil, but nothing like what unfolded today.
Around 300 arrests were made. Bolsonaro denies encouraging the protesters. Thunderstorms, snow, and powerful winds hitting Northern California Sunday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Thousands of New York City nurses planning to go on strike early Monday morning over disagreements regarding pay and staffing. Fox 5 New York's Ashley Rodriguez reporting.
More than 7,000 nurses at Montefiore and Mount Sinai hospitals are threatening to go on strike by 6 a.m. Monday, and hospital administrators are prepared with contingency plans in place. The New York State Nurses Association says they want better pay. On the Upper East Side, Mount Sinai offered its nurses a 19% wage over the next 3 years, or what would be an additional $51,000 in cash compensation for each nurse and $19,500 in medical payment benefits. In the Bronx, Montefiore Hospital offered 18% more, a package accepted at six other New York City hospitals, but the union says it's not good enough.
One of the actors from the TV show Eight is Enough has died. Fox's Ted Linder with more.
A representative for child star Adam Rich confirming Sunday that Rich had died at his L.A. area home, the cause of death yet to be revealed. Rich played Nicholas Bradford, the youngest son, on the popular ABC TV series Eight is Enough, which ran from 1977 through 1981. A law enforcement source said no foul play was suspected. Rich made VH1's list of the greatest 100 kid stars, coming in at number 73, and he battled substance abuse and legal issues throughout his adult life. Adam Rich was 54 years old.
The Philadelphia Eagles capturing the number one spot in the NFC playoffs and NFC division with their 22-16 victory over the New York Giants Sunday. Here's Eagles running back Boston Scott with an 8-yard rushing touchdown in the first quarter.
Boston Scott in the blast. Scott won't go down. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
sound courtesy of CBS, the Detroit Lions beating the Green Bay Packers 22-16 Sunday night. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.